Beloveds, as we look at your hearts, so heavy with grief, with anger, with longing for a change to take place, we offer to you that a change is indeed coming. It will, however, be a hard-fought battle, as there is so much resistance on your earth and much division between the contrast of energies. Who will part the waters, you ask? Who will help us in this quest for peace? Dear ones, you still do not comprehend that your perceived enemy is only strong because you give away your power. Every time you feed the fear, the anger, the cries, you are bringing the spotlight on what you do not want. So we say to you, dear ones, focus on what it is that you do want. Allow love to permeate your very being and spread out to those who are participating in the battle of division. You are the rescuer, and yes, you are strong enough to carry the flame. Put on your running shoes, go the extra mile, and then prepare to pass the torch, as you are not in this battle alone. Bond with those who have the same goal in their hearts, as this is where your strength lies. It really does take a village, and soon you will see how all this plays out when you feel into this fact, when you feel into the desires of the collective as a whole, that you really do want peace, you really do want harmony, you want the best for everyone, and that, my dears, we see as your heart's longing, as your heart's desire. When you reach out in your prayer times, this is what we hear, and it is coming, and so be it.